This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sixteen days, folks. That's right, including Election Day. 16 days. November 6th, Tuesday. It's here. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And we're looking forward to giving you all the information you desire from us on what's on your mind. MyPillow poll going today. The MyPillow poll is simply this. Your top three most important candidates, campaigns, referendums, initiatives, whatever it is, whatever on the ballot, legislative race, sheriff's race, whatever it is, you let us know. Top three, we're going to crunch all those numbers, put all those together, and then come up with a top 15 list that we will make our priority now until Election Day, beginning tomorrow on the program, okay? So actually, we already started today because we have the two candidates for the House race in North Dakota joining us this half hour, and then we'll wrap up with more of your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues on the program. I know Stephen Fargo, Chad in Fargo, Larry and Lincoln waiting to weigh in here, and we'll get to you right after our conversations with the two candidates for the House, which, by the way, are on about half to three-quarters, just rough math from what I've seen so far, the hundreds of texts we've already gotten, as a priority race. So that's a good thing as well. Mac Schneider is here, Democratic candidate for the U.S. House. Hello, Mac. How are you?
Hello, Scott. Happy birthday, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and welcome back to the program. I heard from time to time people say it's just, that House race is not getting enough attention. The Senate race is sucking all the oxygen out of the air. Do you feel that way?
Well, obviously, the Senate race is really important, and there's just been a massive amount of money from outside groups on both sides put into that race. And so is it a little bit more difficult in that kind of environment to get a word in edgewise? Well, yeah, it is. But I think North Dakotans are tuning into this race. They understand that North Dakota only has one member of the House, and if that person isn't focused squarely on the issues that affect North Dakota and our economy, that the job's not going to get done in that chaotic body. So we've had a number of debates, and we've battled it out on the airwaves. And North Dakotans are starting to tune in and looking forward to seeing what choice they make.
What highlight, by the way, from the debate, and those that missed it last week, would you want to point out? What do you think was the most important takeaway from that?
Well, I think it's the pocketbook issues, the kitchen table issues that are the big difference between me and Kelly. He's been supportive previously of the administration's trade policies. I agree with the president that he's focused in on the problem, but I think his tactics are wrong in terms of putting tariffs that have led to retaliatory tariffs on our soybean farmers. That's been absolutely disastrous for North Dakota's family farmers and our economy. On health care, when we were in the state Senate, Kelly voted against Medicaid expansion. I was happy to join with Governor Jack Dalrymple and the majority of Republicans in the legislature to expand Medicaid. He supports this lawsuit down in Texas that could strip away protections in existing law, including for people with pre-existing conditions. I strongly oppose that. And so there are big differences on health care, on agriculture, that I think are really important to the people of North Dakota, and that's what we tried to focus in on during the debate.
An issue that's come up a lot is one that I thought was bold of you, honestly, early on, and that is to say that you wouldn't vote for Nancy Pelosi. That's what you said, right?
That's correct, and that is still 100% true. I think it's very important if we want to change Washington that there has to be change in both parties. And to me, the way things are going, it's almost as if there's going to be a party of the upper Midwest and the deep South and a party of the coasts and the big cities, and that would be terrible for our country. And so I think Democrats need to choose a leader who's going to have an economic message that resonates here in North Dakota, that could come to North Dakota, meet with the farmers and the ranchers that I've met with, talk about why certain policies are better for their pocketbooks. We don't have that right now with the current leadership, and that needs to change.
So would you vote for Kevin McCarthy, for instance?
I, I would look. I don't think Kevin McCarthy's agenda is necessarily what's best for North Dakota either. I don't have anybody in mind right now in terms of, you know, who I would or wouldn't vote for, with the exception of Nancy Pelosi. I wouldn't vote for her. Who I would vote for in terms of leadership, but I'm looking forward, if I get the opportunity to represent North Dakota in Congress, to assessing what kind of leader would be the best for our state and very importantly, the best for our country. But I think Democrats are at their best when they're talking about pocketbook issues, kitchen table issues, you know, things that affect people's jobs, their health care, kids' education, secure retirement, and that's what I want to see a focus on.
So Nancy Pelosi doesn't have that, but who would? Give me an example of a Democrat that has North Dakota values. You famously, we know from the campaign, donated $5,000 to Hillary Clinton. Would she be an example of someone that would have North Dakota values?
I think someone who I would emulate would be Colin Peterson. I really admire the way that he focuses in on things like the farm bill, things like health care, and is willing to work with anyone when it comes to advancing those issues. I mean, we're going to have a difference of agreement about who should have been president 2 years ago, but whatever. But what I'm focusing on, regardless of whether someone's a Democrat or a Republican, who can I work with to advance the best interests of North Dakota? You know, there may be members of Congress where we disagree on, you know, 9 out of 10 big issues. But if you can work together on any given issue and advance this country and advance the best interests of the people that you represent, that's always been what I've tried to do in the state legislature, and that's what I try to do in Congress as well, if I'm fortunate enough to get the job.
So Hillary wouldn't make the cut with North Dakota values?
Well, I think Colin Peterson would be much better to emulate in terms of being a legislator.
And, I heard that, yeah, you're not answering my question on Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying, you give her $5,000, you support her for president. I'm trying to understand who you think, as a Democratic leader, would have North Dakota values. So, you know, Hillary Clinton, well, given the fact she got some support from me, I'm just thinking
it
might be.
I think you answered that question pretty clearly. And Scott, the fact of the matter is, I haven't heard anybody besides, you know, some radio hosts and others talk about the 2016 election. I think that's in the past. Obviously, I'm willing to work with President Trump on issues like repealing regulations that don't make any sense, like the Waters of the U.S. rule, the Clean Power Plan, things like that. You know, everybody in North Dakota knows who Kelly and I voted for president 2 years ago, and I don't think they really care.
You mentioned earlier your concern on tariffs. I want to ask you a little bit about that because, I mean, nobody likes tariffs, right? I mean, Congressman Cramer went and testified before the USTR. Only member of Congress to do so against tariffs, right?
He supported the administration's trade policies, and he still does. And he was like,
well, but that's what I'm trying to get at here. The point is that the point of the administration policy is to use tariff as a pain point to get people to the table. And guess what? It's worked. 88% of the markets, 88% of the markets for North Dakota farmers go to Canada or Mexico, and we have a deal. Because he put tariffs on the table, which you guys complained about. Obviously, the same thing is happening with China. It's going to take a little bit longer. Everybody said that. But don't you see those as a tool to get what you're trying to get to in the way of sensible trade policy?
Well, reasonable people can disagree. But I think what the impetus to arriving at a multilateral trade agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States is the critical importance of trade between those three countries. I mean, all three countries need to trade with each other. It's just integral to our economies. And so I'm not sure the tariffs were what brought that agreement together. Reasonable people can disagree. If you look at China, Scott, and you talk about how much time it's going to take, look at what has happened in the last year. Soybeans last year in 2017, a $2.1 billion crop. Now you have soybean farmers who are not just breaking even, but they're actually paying to store these crops that were previously so valuable.
Right, but there's many reasons for that, including a huge crop, you understand.
Well, it is the tariffs. You look at what an esteemed agricultural economist said, without the trade war, soybeans would have been at about $13. But last I checked, when the markets closed, they're about $8.50. I mean, that is not even close to breaking even, especially when you consider the transportation costs. And so you talk about, you know, the time that it's going to take. A lot of our farmers are going to be meeting with their bankers. They're going to be looking at their operating loans and how to pay that back. There are a lot of farmers that don't have time. And so the administration needs to recalibrate. The damage that has been done already is extraordinary. I hope it's not permanent, but it may very well be.
So what would your solution be?
China with our allies.
I only have a minute left, but I'm curious, what would your strategy be? Would your strategy right now be, hey, we've got pain, so let's just cut and run, let's pull the tariffs, and let's just go back and do this, and then hope the price comes up?
Well, you know, we had some leverage over China. ZTE was basically on the verge of collapse because they didn't have the component parts from our country. And the administration reversed course on that and let them off. I don't understand that for the life of me, when you have leverage like that, to just let it go. But more broadly, I think instead of having the United States versus Canada versus Mexico versus the EU, why not stand shoulder to shoulder with those countries and crack down on rule breakers like China? There's no easy answers here, but there's ways that you can go after China without sacrificing our farmers to benefit, you know, technology companies like Apple. That's just a strategy I completely disagree with and would fight for our farmers if I was fortunate enough to represent North Dakota.
Quick other one here from a listener. Max Schneider said to you today, I wouldn't vote for Nancy Pelosi at this time. The speaker vote is in January. Does that mean he'd vote for her then?
I'm not voting for Nancy Pelosi ever. I can't make that clear enough. I'm voting for a change in leadership. I will not be voting for Nancy Pelosi. That is an unqualified statement.
Well, he got his answer there. Thank you, Mac. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to Kelly Armstrong next. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Help save lives, you'll go right now to ndsc.org if you are. Click on training and find a way to save lives. Defensive driving. Parents, listen. Bismarck, November 12th. Fargo, November 13th. Very important. Suspended worker rescue coming up in Bismarck, November 12th through the 13th. A lot of companies bring folks in for that. Great training, great facility. at that campus of the North Dakota Safety Council. CPR, AED, first aid training. This is what I'm going to be doing very soon. Bismarck, November 17th. Minot, November 15th. This is just a few of many, many, many that are there. Another great one for the kids is Alive at 25. Alive at 25. Very, very important one. So check those out. If you go to ndsc.org, click on the training icon, you'll find it right there. North Dakota Safety Council, Workforce Safety and Insurance, which you can find at workforcesafety.com, ndsc.com, our partners in saving lives here on What's on Your Mind. So Max Schneider kicked up a bit of a hornet's nest on his comment about $13 soybeans if Trump had not had his way. One individual here says this guy's an idiot. Many farmers know whatever NDSU says usually rarely occurs. I think he's referring to his experts saying they'd be $13. Another texter says he thinks beans would be worth $13 without tariffs. He is way out of touch. On another comment here. No sensible farmer puts all their eggs in one basket, says another. Example, soybeans. All right. Some of your comments. Thank you very much. And now more coming in. Michael says, I'd like to know when soybeans were at that level. I'm a soybean grower. I contracted much of my production this spring at around $9.50. I'm sure most others did the same. He says it'd be $13 now, if not for tariffs. So that answer is not going over too well. There's your response to it. All right. One more guest today on the program, and then it's a Lollapalooza of calls and more of your comments from the MyPillow poll. Kelly Armstrong, the Republican candidate for House now, joining us in the program. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that kills me on the birthday. It goes viral. Everybody finds out it's your birthday. But that's very nice. Thank you very much. So, informal poll we're doing is just to basically say what's your top three priority races, and they're pouring in here. But better than half of them have the House race, which I'm glad to see because this race has not received a lot of attention. Has that been challenging for you, Kelly, just to know that, you know, you really got to kind of try to, you know, jump up and down to get noticed?
Actually, it's been really great in one respect, given what's going on with this top-tier Senate race, not just in North Dakota, but in the entire country. It's just, we've just done exactly what we thought the best way to get the voters is, and that's drive from every corner of the state and go to every small town, every large town, and meet with as many people as possible. And it's been a really humbling and rewarding experience.
What's your take on the trade situation? Your opponent was just on, pretty critical. The Trump administration believes the tariffs are to blame for the mess, gave tariffs no credit for getting a deal done with the new NAFTA. But, you know, obviously, he's taking the company line on the Democratic side to say this trade deal is a bad deal. The trade negotiation, rather, is a bad deal. What do you say?
I say that North Dakota voted for President Trump more than any other state than West Virginia. Since we started this campaign, we have said that tariffs as a long-term policy are not good for us. We're a commodity-based economy. But I think when you talk about tariffs, you talk about China and you talk about everything else. Farmers, ranchers, businessmen all across the state have been willing to support this president. They've been looking to see some progress, and I don't think there's any doubt that we've seen progress. We've got our new NAFTA figured out. It's called the USMCA. I just refer to it as the new NAFTA. Argentina just lifted a 25-year or 15-year ban on U.S. pork, U.S. beef. Things are moving in the right directions, and not only are we securing deals, but we're securing better deals than we have for not only this generation of farmers and ranchers, but for the next generation.
Debate highlight: you've debated now what, twice, I guess. What is your take takeaway you think is most poignant from the debate?
We've debated five times. I think the biggest takeaway from the debate is that I'm proud of the. I mean, even though neither. This is the first time in a long time neither candidate had statewide name ID. We both obviously have records. We've served in the North Dakota legislature. I'm proud of my record of supporting lower taxes, less regulation. It's a little more difficult for Mac. He has to try and run away from his record, I think, a little bit. Tries to move to the center, but unfortunately he has a record that shows the opposite of that. So, you know, the format's a minute and then a 30-second response, so it doesn't give a great format for interaction, but I think people who watch it will know who stands with the president, who stands with North Dakota values.
A texter said, would Armstrong do a radio town hall weekly if elected?
I would do more than one. I don't know how you do this job without being able to reach out for people. And that's the one thing that Kevin Cramer has been the best in the country at. People expect that. I look forward to doing it. I have a face for radio, so it's perfect. And I really do appreciate trying to get out and answer.
You still there, Kelly?
I am.
Okay, sounded like we lost you for a second there. So I wanted to ask you something about what we talked to Max Schneider about, and that was who he would support for speaker. He says it would not be Nancy Pelosi, and says it would be somebody with North Dakota values. I did mention that since he donated $5,000 to Hillary Clinton, supported her, he must see her as someone that has North Dakota values, and he didn't want to talk about the election 2 years ago. I was just trying to get to the idea of, you know, who that would be. Give us an example of that. How about you? Kevin McCarthy, I assume, is going to be the speaker. Would he have your vote?
Kevin McCarthy, since we've got into the race, they've reached out right away. I think one thing that most people don't know about his district in California is the number one and number two industries of his district around Bakersfield are ag and energy. So he understands these issues a lot. They've got oil in his district. They've got sugar in his district. There's a lot of things. And, you know, he came last Saturday to North Dakota, which was fantastic. And, you know, we always treat ag and energy, and I always call them our anchor tenants, and they really are. Ag's the number one industry in North Dakota. The oil and gas industry in North Dakota has revolutionized the way the world views oil and gas production. But we made a conscious effort to meet with him with some non-oil and gas and non-ag-related industries to show that we're not just an ag and energy state. We met with the guys at True North Steel and from Fisher Industries in Dickinson. And what was really, really cool to see about that is that listening to these companies explain to Majority Leader McCarthy how the tax breaks have actually helped them and helped the communities they do business in. They're hiring more people. Their profits are up. They're investing in their communities. They're adding on to their businesses. It's exactly what President Trump said would happen with these tax cuts. And these are two great North Dakota companies that do business all over the world. So it was a really good experience to have.
15 days till Election Day. Speaking of President Trump, do you expect to see him back in North Dakota before Election Day?
I hope so. I know Donald Trump Jr. is coming. I think it's great. But now's the time where we just turn the TV off, don't go on social media, and hit the campaign trail as hard as we can and just continue to make contact with voters.
Yeah, that's right. Donald Trump Jr. is in Dickinson on the 29th, is it, or the 30th? 30th, maybe.
Williston.
Yeah. What did I say?
Dickinson.
I'm thinking of you, I guess. I'm talking to Kelly Armstrong from Dickinson and, Williston on Tuesday, October 30th. Donald Trump Jr. and Miss Kimberly Guilfoyle as well. All right, Kelly, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate the time.
Thanks. Anytime, Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again. Taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a week since a Western Wisconsin couple were found fatally shot in their home and their teenage daughter was missing. A week later, people in Barron, Wisconsin say
the mood is sadness and anticipation of bringing Jamie home.
13-year-old Jamie Kloss is still missing and no arrests have been made for the murders of her parents. And like others in Barron, Ted Johnson says he and his family are just
trying to do what we can to support other people. Support the family.
The president of Turkey says he'll be going into detail tomorrow about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi when he gives an address to the Turkish parliament. Khashoggi was a critic of the Saudi government and was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabian officials now saying he died in an interrogation gone wrong. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, nice and slow, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've had folks waiting a while to weigh in here on issues unrelated to our conversations with Al Carlson and Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider, so we're going to get to it. And Chad in Fargo is first to go. Let's talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Go ahead, Chad.
Happy birthday, Scott. You're 21 again.
I'm 21 again. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
just to get, I hate to say this, but you could see that Max Schneider is a dang liberal Democrat. He doesn't want to go on the issues at hand. Kind of side-screwed. You could tell he's a Democrat.
But well, I will tell you this about Mac. Mac's a former UND football player. I knew him when he worked for Earl Pomeroy, and I think there's a you know good character in Mac, but I think Mac comes of a family of very liberal Democrats, obviously well known liberal Democrats, and so I also think I know of nobody who is as good at sounding reasonable while not answering any tough questions than Mac. So he is what I'm getting at is. Max Schneider, whether, the outcome of this race looks to be leaning heavily in the favor of Kelly Armstrong, but I don't think he goes away. I think that he does something else and continues to be that kind of in the mold of, because that is how Heidi Heitkamp, Kent Conrad, Byron Dorgan, Earl was much more real. I always got along with Earl. He was a lefty, but he was way more sincere and less of a politician. You know, just a Valley City kid. You know, but those three, Conrad, Dorgan, and Heitkamp, they write the book, Chad, on how to not answer a question and aw shucks and do one thing in Washington and another back in North Dakota. You got to be aware of those, no doubt about it.
Okay, I got a question for you. The question I have is that how in the world did Heidi Heitkamp get all the names of all these victims and that without their permission and all that stuff? I mean, isn't that stuff supposed to be private? How in the world did they get that?
I don't know. And you know what? I don't know that they've done a very good job of disclosing all this. Heidi Heitkamp did a very good job of feigning outrage over how horrible this was and talking about how she was sorry and there are no excuses. But it's sort of gone quiet since, no disclosure on who it was that was let go. Well, wait a minute. If you put out all these names and some of these women, sexual assault victims, they have to suffer through that. But then the person who was supposedly a high level that was let go is afforded, anonymity. I don't know if I like that very much. I also think that as far as the names, the people, a handful talked about. I remember one woman who was not a sexual assault survivor. But was named as one. said that she was tagged on a Facebook post by somebody else just to say, you know, like, look at this, see this, not that she was survivor, and they took that and used that. So I think part of them were from Facebook, believe it or not.
But isn't it illegal what she did?
Well, I think you might be talking about the Marcy's Law, because then they would be victims. In this case, that woman wasn't a victim. She just wasn't, you know, her name wasn't known at all. But I don't know. I want to get a good attorney on, too, to find out what's the recourse here, what can be done. And I just don't think this should be swept under the rug. I think there's a lot more that we ought to know. They've admitted that this was horrible behavior, so let's have some more disclosure about it. Let's get it out there. I continue to say, set all the legal stuff aside, set aside how they got the questions, everything else. Just answer me this question. When is it okay? When is it okay to take the personal pain of a group of individuals and use it for political gain? She was using this in a letter to Kevin Cramer, her campaign. Political gain is what she sought out of individuals' pain. That, to me, set aside the legal part, the monetary part, everything that should be culpable for, that, to me, is sick with a capital S. It's ridiculous.
But it's very mind-boggling that they would only go on your radio station when they got really caught. When they got really caught, then they came on your radio station, but they never come on the radio station for anything else. And she's supposed to represent the whole state of North Dakota, and she's very, very biased to most of the people in North Dakota.
No question. She has. Listen, here's the real reason she doesn't come on this show. She can't stand you and other callers that would call and actually ask questions that hold her accountable. And she can go other places and avoid that, so why is she going to come here? It's happened. In the times that she's been on, I mean, I've threatened to pull the tapes before because they're nothing short of hilarious. You know, my personal favorite was a woman who called and said, okay, Senator Heitkamp, I want an answer to the following question. And it is a yes or no question. Yes or no question. Are you pro-life? Yes or no? And of course, there wasn't a yes or no, and there was some dancing, and she doesn't like that. She didn't, you know. Heidi Heitkamp's career has been fooling enough people in the middle, and it worked last time, but I don't think it's working anymore. Don't think it's working anymore at all. Chad, I enjoyed the conversation. Thanks a ton for calling. Do it again. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Scott. I'm going to explain to you who I am, and then we're going to talk about that veteran that called in from South Dakota.
Okay.
I work with the West Fargo VFW. I chair our Homeward Vets Project, which is a project where we help veterans get into homes. We work with the VA. We work with Project Heart in Fargo. The VA will take a veteran like him, get him into the system. They will help him find an apartment. If he's got veterans benefits coming and his credit is so bad that he can't do anything, they will take his check, put it in an account, and pay his rent for him. That way the landlord knows he's going to get paid. Once they find him an apartment, my group, the VFW in West Fargo, we get him furniture. We'll buy him a new bed because we're not going to give him a used bed. We get him bedding and towels and furniture. We've been rounding up used furniture to do it. We did a fundraiser Saturday to raise money for that project. But what this guy needs to do, I'll give him three places to go that he should be able to drive to. Go to the county courthouse, ask for the veteran service officer. Every county in America has a veteran service officer at their county seat. He can also go to any American Legion or VFW post. The VFW and the American Legion all pay for what are called veteran service officers. They are at the normally at the local VA, but the people at the local Legion post or VFW post can get him in touch with a veteran service officer. The veteran service officer does not work for the government. They work for the VFW or the American Legion. They will help him get his benefits. They will help him get plugged in with the VA to find a place to live. They'll help him get, you know, it sounds, if he's living in his car, I'll bet he's got other medical problems too. They'll help him with those things. All he has to do is go and ask. And he's not getting charity. I hope he's listening. If he's a veteran, he earned these benefits. He just needs to go ask, and we will help him.
I have someone, a friend of mine, Mark Skogerbo, down there in Rapid City. He called from Pennington County, which is Rapid City, trying to just ask around, see if they know. Obviously, it sounded as though he was familiar with the local officials there. And then we also have had a number of calls since that have said, you know, can you give me his number? I want to help. So you've given some great advice. And if he hasn't exhausted those resources yet, sounds like he was not able to get the help that he needed, but I don't know where he's been. But you've given him some good ideas.
I don't know what he's tried. And, you know, there are rules involved.
Sure. Yeah,
number one, you definitely have to be a veteran. They can verify that very easily. I don't know what's available in South Dakota. I know here in Fargo. If I found him living in a car in Fargo, I would drag him up to Project Heart, which has warm, dry beds and warm food, and they could put him up for up to 2 years until he could get his benefits and things straightened out. There are things that can help.
His name was Doc. His name was Doc. Doc from Pennington County. Doc. So Doc, and I'm taking a little comfort in the fact that he said we made him laugh today. So he called to say that we made him laugh, and that caused him to call in. But there's plenty of people that can help and will help, and I will try my darndest to get in touch with him. Doc, if you're listening, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Give us a call back on the air, and we'll take care of that. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your kind heart and all you do for veterans in West Fargo. Thank you. Steve's gone. Larry in Lincoln, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Two quick things. Brand new business out here in Bismarck. Just saw the sign the other day. It's called Height Camp Feinstein Plumbing. We don't fix them. We make them.
Wrap your mind around that a little bit, Todd. There you go. Okay, Larry, what's next?
Yeah, no kidding.
It is about Al Carl. And I am a strong Republican, but when he said, if not the legislature had not had medical marijuana, whether you're for it, any different, 2 years and it's not the legislature's fault, what if Al Carlson and the Republicans would have voted a tax increase or a tax decrease, and 2 years later, it not had been implemented.
I'm not going to buy your analogy on that one, because there's so many moving parts to this to set this up. And I think what he's referring to is they fixed the language, if you will, but then it goes to the Department of Health, and they've got to go through all the you know, the apparatus.
You and I are going to disagree. This is the legislature's fault.
Well, the legislature, you know, ultimately, I mean, you're elected, so they should certainly take responsibility for their share of it. I just think if you look at what
But Al Carlson did not take responsibility.
Larry, hang on 1 second. Larry, hang on 1 second. If you're handed a mess and you got to clean up the mess, and it takes longer to clean up the mess than you'd like, are the people that created the mess to blame, or the people cleaning up the mess?
The people who in the state of North Dakota voted for medical marijuana. If Al Carlson didn't like the language, that's his problem. Two years later, we still don't have this.
So, again, I think you're playing fast and loose with what you need to do. I mean, it didn't even make it legal. Larry, let me tell you this. Larry, let me give you this little tidbit. In that measure.
I read it. I voted for it.
Go back and read it again, and you'll know that if they hadn't changed it, medical marijuana would have been illegal. So somebody that gets medical marijuana for a legitimate health reason would have been breaking the law. Ask me if that makes any sense, and I'll tell you, absolutely not. They had to fix the mess.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Hi, it's Scott Hennen. My wife, Maria, and I, and our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are we live? I can't wait to be alive, Todd. Can you?
Another one.
All right, beautiful. Hi there, folks. Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? Final segment. Back to your calls in a moment. Reading the text in the break is so much fun. My gosh. Everybody has a unique twist on the top three, but reminder, we'll keep that MyPillow poll going through today until tomorrow's show. And we'll continue to tabulate all those and come up with the top 15 most important items on the ballot for you, the What's On Your Mind audience. And then that informs us on our coverage between now and Election Day as well, so we get you more information. We always strive to have both sides of these issues, you know. So in other words, if there's a Republican and a Democrat, you heard Max Schneider today is the Democratic candidate. By the way, to Max's credit, Mac has never said no to coming on the radio. Never. Now, his, Senate running mate, Heidi Heitkamp, always says no. Well, not always. When she gets in really a lot of trouble when people are beginning to sue her for millions of dollars over using, you know, sexual assault victims for political gain, then she comes on to explain it. because she deemed that legitimate criticism, but everything else isn't legitimate, so therefore she doesn't come on. You know, that's a big deal. But we ask them all. We do. We want them all to come on. Okay? Very important to us. So keep that coming. And again, if you missed it, MyPillow poll, giving away MyPillows with an answer to this question. Three most important things to you on your ballot. What are they? It could be a local legislative race. It could be a sheriff's race. It could be a House, Senate. It could be the measures. You name it. Come up with it. Lay it on us. All right? Can I tell you about making more money if you're a nurse? That's worth listening to, isn't it? And what does it take me to make more money, Scott? Well, a master's of science in nursing degree is one example if you're a nurse, because a lot of the national nursing organizations are calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by 2020. And yes, you'll make more money. And guess what? It's affordable. $15,000 for a master's of science in nursing degree now at the University of Mary. Compare. You're going to find a lot more expensive options everywhere else. Classes begin every 5 weeks, so it's easy. Part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN to apply. All right, another texter wants some more details on Norway. Oh, we're going to have some fun. We are going to have some fun, folks. I don't have time to go in great detail, but I'll tell you this. The expert team at Juven Tour and Travel is waiting for your call right now, okay? And they're fabulous. They'll answer any questions you'll have. They'll send you out a full-color brochure. It is a great way to go. Okay, now the dates, it's actually what this person said. I want to go to Norway. What are the dates again? I want to give you those as well. That is June 14th to June 29th next year. Okay? We're also, let me give you the number for Juven Tours and Travel. 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. And trust me, the Norway trip will be the trip of your life. Trust me on this one thing. I was there a couple of years ago. This summer, we're going back again because it was a trip of a lifetime. So you might as well have two trips in a lifetime. And also Washington, D.C., that's going to be great coming up quick here. December 4th through the 8th. And White House, U.S. Capitol, all the sites you need to see. Holocaust Museum, the new Bible Museum, Smithsonian, great meals. And just a good time to get to know each other. I love the trips we take because we end up with a whole bunch of new friends. There's a handful of seats that became available because Delta gave us some really good deals. And December 4th through 8th is the Washington, D.C. trip. If you're interested, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com with your name and email, or a text with your name and email, and we'll get you that information. Let's go to Bismarck next. Caller waiting. Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I have measure number 3 on my mind, and it's been on my mind for a long time. I want to mention that I think voting yes on measure number 3 would be an enabler to end all enablers. I also have a problem with all of the giveaway programs that we are giving to these people that are on drugs already, living on people's porches here in town. I've had many, many neighbors telling me about incidents in their neighborhood. I've seen what it looks like in Denver, and now I hear what it looks like in Canada when they have 5 days and they're out of marijuana. I would like to know if you could tell me what is the ratio of medical marijuana to recreational marijuana use. I also would like to know why there are no signs in Bismarck against measure number three. Vote no. Otherwise, yeah. we can just forget about voting.
Yeah, Cheryl, I would encourage you to stop by or call the Greater North Dakota Chamber. I don't know if they still have them there. They did for a while, but they were putting them out at distribution sites. They have the vote no on measure three. And also vote no on measure one, by the way, signs at the Greater North Dakota Chamber, GNDC. But I worry like you, and I see a new poll today. Forum News put out a poll. It said legalized North Dakota shows that 51% of North Dakotans support legalizing marijuana, with 36% opposed.
Why?
A poll released Sunday by Legalize ND. Well, oh, wait a minute. This is a poll put out by the people that want to make marijuana legal, so I wouldn't necessarily be that. Leave that.
I'd like to say God's blessings to you, God's blessings to you, God's blessings on your birthday and all the year through.
That's very kind of you. Very kind of you. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the great birthday greetings. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Hey, royalty owners, listen up here. Mark your calendars, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, the 6th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention. It's brought to you by the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members, spouses only $50 with an early bird rate. Hotel rates at the Ramcota, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and new this year, the Mineral Management 101 class, free to the public Thursday morning before the start of the convention. Pre-registration is required. Mark your calendars June 28th and 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, or call 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557, online at narrow-us.org. Hurry for early bird rates.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.